Melbourne criminal lawyer Matthew Eddy from the law firm Armstrong Legal is saying there's something fundamentally wrong about the whole system of dealing with complaints about police brutality. Years ago, we had an independent police complaints authority. That didn't work particularly well, it was thought at the time, so we've gone to the system we have now, where police investigate police. Well, according to Matthew Eddy, that's not working either. Matthew, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
In what way doesn't it work?
It doesn't work because what we're seeing at the moment in the media is a number of cases where police are being violent and being very brutal towards members of the community. Those matters are being referred to the police conduct unit, and nothing is really being done about these complaints which are put to other police officers until it comes into the public spotlight. When it does come into the public spotlight, that's when the police conduct unit becomes concerned, and that's when they can't even deal with it themselves. They then refer it to IBAC or the Independent Broad-Based Anti-Corruption Commission. So it's quite clear that the police cannot handle their own complaints, and then when the public becomes involved, they simply ship it off to an independent body anyway.
Well, the police commissioner has stood down a number of officers in relation to the Preston Institute that was captured on home video, and now if they're going to be wearing cameras on their uniforms, won't more information be available for people investigating whether or not police have or haven't done something wrong?
This goes to the integrity of the entirety of the police force, and I've no doubt the police commissioner will say that this is just a few bad eggs. But let's use that Preston example from October of 2017. We had an incident where a man has a mental health issue, and we know about the prevalence of mental health issues in the community now. It's approximately one in four people. A carer trying to do the right thing calls the police, and the police have a responsibility to check upon that person. That person is then maced and then has a high power hose put in their face whilst they have been detained and they are unable to defend themselves. The community wants to have a police force which would respond to these types of matters in a respectful way. This also involves other police officers simply standing around and doing nothing. This goes to the culture of the totality of the police force,
sure,
and not just a few bad eggs.
My question was specifically, though, about body-worn cameras. If it's now going to be part of the equipment every day of every officer on the beat, does that not help both sides in this argument? If you see it as adversarial, then both sides have the information they need to resolve these sorts of issues.
It can certainly assist in transparency, John. I don't take away from that whatsoever. But what we've seen in other jurisdictions, particularly in New South Wales, that when cameras were introduced and attached to tasers, when tasers were first introduced into that jurisdiction, police simply put their finger over the camera, and that way there was no video recording of what was actually happening.
It's like in the soccer grand final, the video referee suddenly didn't work when it was needed.
Precisely right. So there are ways and means of getting around this, and what we really need is a public inquiry to look into how police complaints are being managed, the culture of the police force, and ways that we can ensure that there is transparency and accountability to the Victorian community.
But if you and others are calling for an independent body, isn't the response, well, we tried that once before. In fact, we had Hugh Selby, a very well-respected academic from the ANU, and Ian Freckleton, now a highly regarded Melbourne QC, was his assistant, and they ran the Police Complaints Authority back in the 1980s. It failed, it didn't do its job, and was disbanded. Why would you want to go back and try that again?
What we need is a public inquiry which would compel people to give evidence about what they see, what they witness, and the dealings with Victoria Police on a day-to-day basis. I find it almost unfathomable that the Victorian Police have escaped Royal Commissions since before World War II. There have been a number of inquiries, but none of these have actually looked into the culture of Victoria Police, the way the complaints are managed, and been able to give recommendations to the totality of Parliament to make changes that affect the way that the police conduct themselves.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, John.
Matthew Eddy from Armstrong Legal, a criminal lawyer practising in Melbourne, and it's a view, I might say, that is widely echoed by many of his colleagues.